This is WLVR. As COVID cases continue to rise, Governor Wolf announced new mitigation efforts last week that would ban indoor dining until at least January 4th. Steve DiDonato advocates for local restaurants by way of the Lehigh Valley Restaurant Owners Alliance. The group, which he started in March, has a membership of 80 independently owned restaurants. WLVR's community correspondent Genesis Ortega spoke with DiDonato, who says the governor could have saved restaurants a lot of money if he had given them advanced notice of the restaurant shutdown.
We knew it on Monday. We've been sending it out to everybody to give them a heads up just to prepare for it. We even wrote to the governor. They denied it. In the meantime, all these restaurants purchased food for the weekend and the following week. And now these people are shut down and they have all this food. And what are they going to do with it? They still have to pay all these bills and they're not getting any assistance whatsoever from the governor. I know people that rented, that bought ionizers. They cost like $2,000 a piece to constantly change over the air. So, you know, people who invested thousands and thousands of dollars in plexiglass shields and walls and partitions because they were complying with the CDC rules, it didn't matter. The government still shut them down. And it's just everything they've done to try to comply to make a safe environment for their staff and their customers, they keep getting blamed for the spread of COVID. And the bottom line is it's being spread everywhere. Have you been to a Lowe's or a Marshall's or a Walmart's? People are touching everything, spreading germs everywhere. But in a restaurant, I have restaurants that literally dive at their front door when somebody comes in just to wipe it down from when they touched it. They're constantly being inspected by the Department of Health. They're all doing these COVID inspections. And these people are doing everything possible to be safe.
Do you think there will be restaurants that might plan to defy the governor's orders?
There are people that are going to stay open and they're going to, I don't want to say defy because it's the wrong word. They're trying to survive. And if you have a decision to make and it's my livelihood and the putting food on my family's table, it's a horrible, horrible situation.
Do you have any idea of how many restaurants have had to close as a result of the pandemic and any projection as to how many might not be able to make it through the winter?
Nationally, there's over 110,000 restaurants that have shut down as of early December, 110,000. This is from the Pennsylvania Restaurant Association. This is in regards to Pennsylvania. Sales lost in April alone, $1.8 billion in Pennsylvania. 332,000 employees laid off in April. 66% of operators say it's unlikely their restaurant will still be in business in 6 months without additional package from the federal government. 66%. That's unbelievable.
I've seen some restaurants rent heated tents for outdoor dining in the fall. I mean, could that be a possible solution to get through these next 3 weeks? Any other solutions that have been thrown out there?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple, notably that Grill 3501 in Allentown, Randall's on the Orchard. I mean, these tents are very expensive. And the biggest one of all is the Shelby. They got a 6,000 square foot heated indoor tent that is insane. But they not only did they have to rent tents, they had to get the furniture and the heaters, tables, chairs, decorations. And even at that, they're still only allowed 50% capacity. So, you know, luckily they had the resources to be able to get these tents. Most people don't. So they've really been lucky that the weather's been pretty good up until, you know, right before Thanksgiving. And they got some good weekends where they were able to survive. But now that the weather's changed and the outdoor environment is not that great anymore, people don't want to sit outside anymore.
So how can people continue to support the restaurant community during this time?
Well, people can buy gift certificates. People can get food to go. They have drinks to go. But it helps. It helps the restaurants.
What have you been hearing from restaurant owners?
Let's put it this way. They're scared for themselves. They're scared for their employees. And they have to look their employees in the eye at Christmas and tell them that they're going to be laid off. That's a horrible thing. These people are really, really hurting. And it's just beyond words.
That was WLVR's community correspondent Genesis Ortega speaking with Steve DiDonato of the Lehigh Valley Restaurant Owners Alliance.